It was not right that Tikar of all others should fear him. Why, not for the world would he harm her, or her Baloo, which is the ape word for baby. And now, above the pain of his injured arm and the hurt to his pride, rose a still stronger desire to come close and inspect the newborn son of Torg. Possibly you will wonder that Tarzan of the Apes, mighty fighter that he was, should have fled before the irritable attack of a she, or that he should hesitate to return for the satisfaction of his curiosity, when with ease he might have vanquished the weakened mother of the newborn cub. But you need not wonder. Were you an ape, you would know that only a bull in the throes of madness will turn upon a female other than to gently chastise her, with the occasional exception of the individual whom we find exemplified among our own kind, and who delights in beating up his better half because she happens to be smaller and weaker than he. Tarzan again came toward the young mother, warily and with his line of retreat safely open. Again Tika growled ferociously. Tarzan expostulated. "Tarzan of the Apes will not harm Tika's Baloo," he said. "Let me see it." "Go away," commanded Tika. "Go away, or I will kill you."